If you appreciate the outdoors the way we do, sit back and listen for the next half hour as we go exploring together. We'll join nationally and locally known outdoorsmen who will pass on the knowledge and skills which will help you enjoy your recreational interest more. At the same time, we'll see how you can use your favorite pastime to glorify our Creator, Lord, and Savior. Now here's the host of God's Great Outdoors, Jerry Calouette.
Okay, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors here in Flagstaff, Arizona, at the hotel we're staying. My wife Cindy and I attended the Angler Sports Association show in Las Vegas and zipped over the Hoover Dam, and pretty impressive place. But after you visit the Grand Canyon and the Painted Desert and the Petrified Forest, you see what God has been able to do is much, much more grand than what man does. The Hoover Dam is the 10th largest concrete structure in the world, and it is just so small compared to the Grand Canyon itself. Right now, joining us is Russell Miller, heading up a ministry, Creation, Evolution, and Science Ministries. You do lectures around the country sharing how you can disprove evolution, there's no scientific facts, and prove creation. Hey, welcome to God's Great Outdoors.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for inviting me to speak with you this morning. I appreciate it.
All right. Now, we've had you on the program in the past, and we were talking about some of the things that you've been sharing. We probably ought to review for the listeners basically what your ministry is all about and how you are doing these conferences. And you are really causing a stir, even on secular campuses where they've been taught from high school, college, that evolution is the truth and creation is just some kind of a spiritual, just a bunch of malarkey, maybe a fairy tale. Or I know there's a lot of words that folks use, but the truth is actually the opposite. Why don't you talk about that?
Well, Jerry, the fact of the matter is that Darwinian macroevolution has never had a shred of evidence to prove it. It's a complete religious belief. In fact, it's actually the easiest theory to disprove you've ever come across. I can disprove Darwinian evolution probably in less than 5 minutes. In fact, that's what we do in our seminars. We slam dunk evolution. We try to do it in a nice way, but yet without leaving any doubt that there's no proof behind it. It's a religious belief. And what Christians don't understand, and the reason I'm into my ministry, is that if evolution's true, then the Bible's false. Let me explain why. Studies show that about 45% of Christians think somehow God must have used evolution. The reason they think this is that all that is taught in schools for the past 40 years is that evolution is true. But think about this. The message of the Bible is that man's original sin brought death into God's perfect creation, and this death separated us from God. Henceforth, Jesus came and died on the cross so that our sin could be forgiven. However, evolution is teaching that, oh, no, there was no original sin because death existed for hundreds of millions of years prior to man evolving. Henceforth, there was no death that separated us from God, and henceforth, no reason for Jesus to die on the cross. That's the reason that studies are showing that about 87% of kids raised in Christian homes that go through public school will reject the faith by the time they graduate college. It's because of the teaching of evolution, which undermines Christianity. Atheists understand this quite well, and humanist atheists have owned the textbooks for about 100 years. This is a very designed attack. In Britain, they came out with a 10-pound note. Charlie Darwin's picture is on the cover of it. Well, studies are showing that 75% of the British reject Jesus Christ, and only 1 out of 20 go to church. Well, I'm afraid the United States is heading in the exact same direction, so we're doing something about it.
Well, you don't escape that when you go to these national parks either, because if you wind up looking at any of the little placards that they have in front of the different types of scenery that you're looking at or a different type of fossil display, you're going to hear the hundreds of millions of basically old earth theory, where the Bible would tell us that the earth is actually only about 6,000 years old, and consequently the reality of it is you can prove the Bible, but you can't prove the old age, because these scientists, every time they make a discovery, vacillate back and forth between maybe 2 billion to 20 billion. There's, in that camp, so much argument even between them. It's hard to get anything pinpointed because each new discovery causes doubt from something they've said in the past.
Well, exactly. In fact, they contradict themselves all the time. There's only one rule at the parks, and that is everything has to be hundreds of millions of years old. Why is that? They can't prove hundreds of millions of years. There was nobody there to test, study, or observe that, and the radioisotope dating methods do not work. We have a whole seminar on that. The reason they have to have those old dates is evolution has to have millions and millions of years to even seem viable. If they lose their millions of years, that's one more way to disprove the fairy tale of evolution. Jerry, if you look at a geology book about Grand Canyon, you'll be told hundreds of millions of years, just like the signs at the Grand Canyon. But most people don't know it, but about 90% of scientists who actually conduct studies on the Grand Canyon will all tell you it formed in probably 3 or 4 days of time, a very short period of time. The scientific evidence, and we do this in our tours and also in our video on the Grand Canyon's formation, is we scientifically prove all those strata layers had to have been laid down in a worldwide flood. The evidence is overwhelming. They're filled with marine fossils. They were laid down very quickly, one on top of the other. We know this because there are no time gaps between any of the layers. A time gap is if it did form over millions of years, there should be wind erosion, rain erosion. There is none.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about this after my wife Cindy shares this recipe. Folks, send in those recipes, how you're preparing the wild fish, the game of the plants that you harvest. Let us know who you're spending that time in the outdoors with. Remember, you'll get one of Steve Chapman's devotionals. These books are autographed. Hey, we'll be right back after this.
Now, friends, if you are looking for some of the best wild game and fish recipes to savor the experience of your family's time of field or stream, we've got the cookbook for you. Steve Chapman, author of A Look at Life from a Deer Stand, and his wife Annie have teamed up to write The Hunter's Cookbook. This book is packed with over 200 recipes to turn wild meats and fish into mouth-watering meals. Also scattered amongst the pages are Steve's family's hunting and fishing stories to read while cooking and Steve Chapman's hand-sketched drawings to complement the stories and recipes too. The Hunter's Cookbook by Steve and Annie Chapman is on our website store at ggoutdoors.org or call us here at 937-698-3656 to order over the phone. And would you please like us on Facebook at God's Great Outdoors Radio? Remember Genesis 9:3. Everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We're back, Jerry Calhoun, God's Great Outdoors, with Russ Miller. Russ, you're from Creation, Evolution, and Science Ministries, and we're going to let you tell us a little bit more about these tours that you do, because you're taking people through the Grand Canyon, and I imagine if they went on some of these bus tours that you see, these bus guys are saying the same things that we've just been talking about, but you take folks down into the Grand Canyon, and you tell them about the truth, and that is it didn't happen other than in a short period of time, just a couple of days, or maybe even quicker than that.
With our Grand Canyon tour, we try to show people facts. We don't tell people how to think, but the facts are pretty obvious. Like we were talking about, we show people that the strata layers were laid down quickly. There's no time gaps, no erosion marks or such between the layers. They had to have been laid down quickly, one after the other. There's no plant growth between any of the layers. They're filled with marine creatures, the fossils of marine creatures. They had to have been laid down in water. You know, the Grand Canyon, the old agers say, though, they were laid down by the Toroweep and the Kaibab Seas and deserts in between. There's no evidence of any deserts. In fact, there's no evidence of the Kaibab or the Toroweep Seas. None. These are total fabrications, although they're taught as fact in textbooks and at the Grand Canyon today. Actually, the Grand Canyon itself, there's nothing overly spectacular about the canyon if you did not have what's known as a Kaibab upwarp. The canyon itself only goes 1,000 feet into the surrounding plains. There's nothing spectacular about a 1,000-foot deep canyon. They're all over the place. However, the Kaibab upwarp, there was a massive tectonic event that smashed these layers together and caused this upwarp. The upwarp is 3,500 feet above where the river enters the canyon, and rivers don't run uphill. No, what happened was it caused a great dam to form, trapped water, known as the Great and the Hopi Lakes, and there's evidence of the lake would have been about three times as big as Lake Michigan. When this lake eventually breached that upwarp, that dam, it came through in a cataclysmic aqueous event that dug out the canyon in probably just 3 or 4 days of time.
You've got just gobs and gobs of facts here that I know you could share. in doing these tours and then also getting out and speaking at churches, a lot of times your message isn't well received. There are churches that aren't interested in hearing what you're sharing. That gets kind of discouraging at times. I know what that's like. You were in one of those times when you were really discouraged. God did something neat in your life. We're going to hear about that, but we need to take this break. We'll be right back after this.
Since July 6, 1996, God's Great Outdoors Radio and Ministry has been on the air to help listeners win others to the Creator God, Jesus Christ. The program is made possible because of the financial help of our listeners, and for this help we are truly blessed. Additional underwriting support is by Matthews Archery and the new V3 compound bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. Also, Three Rivers Archery, supplying what one needs to make their own bows and arrows, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Also, Phil Havens Technology, LLC, a website designer and maintenance service provider.
Hello, this is Dr. Tom Rako, founder and executive president of the Christian Deer Hunters Association. If you're interested in reaching deer hunters with the good news of Jesus Christ, we invite you to write for our free devotional booklet, Devotions for Deer Hunters. Just send a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Christian Deer Hunters Association, P.O. Box 432, Silver Lake, Minnesota 55381.
Are you passionate about the sport of fishing? Does your fishing have a greater purpose than just catching fish? Hello, my name is Trevor Rubel. I am the executive director of Hook for Life Ministries. Hook for Life is a ministry devoted to sharing Jesus Christ with children and families through the sport of fishing. Hook for Life is helping Christian anglers use their passion for fishing to start their own church-based fishing ministry. To learn how to start a fishing ministry in your church, drop us a line at hookedforlife.org or call 540-819-0266.
We're back, Jerry Calluette, God's Great Outdoors, with Russ Miller from Creation, Evolution, and Science Ministries. And here you are, Russ. You've got all this information. You want to be able to educate the church. A lot of times you're not able to get into churches because pastors, they look at your stuff and it's like, this is no big deal. And in reality, it is a big deal, because if you don't believe in creation, then Genesis is a joke and the whole Bible is a joke. And we really shouldn't even be in churches to begin with. You were in the midst of one of these times when it was really bothering you that you couldn't get out there and get the message out. And God did something neat. You're a hunter, an outdoorsman. Tough place here in Arizona to get tags. You had two tags that you were trying to get, and they're even tougher to get. And why don't you tell us what happened?
Well, Jerry, let me just say that when Christians see my programs, about 98% of them get very excited about them. But there's always 1% or 2% that don't like what I have to say. They want to believe in millions of years. They want to believe God used evolution, and they get upset about me showing facts that disprove those two man-made philosophies. But what I try to do, and I go, whenever I go into a church, I realize that about 40% of Christians believe in evolution or millions of years. Studies verify that. It's just to show them evidence that shows that those philosophies are wrong, just so that they will trust the Word of God, word for word, cover to cover. I was pretty discouraged, and then 1 year, I was sitting at my desk, and I'm a hunter, been a hunter since I was 12 years old, and I was sitting at my desk, and I was discouraged, and I said, "Dear Lord, I really feel you called me to do this, but I'm getting slam dunked left and right. I need some sign. Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing what you want me to do? Please, please give me some kind of a sign." Well, the next day was the day that you could find out what you got drawn for in Arizona. For 33 years, I'd been putting in for desert bighorn sheep and buffalo, figuring I'd never get drawn. The odds are about 1 in 200. The next day, I found out I got drawn for both desert bighorn sheep and buffalo. A week later, the tags came in the mail. My buffalo tag was tag number 1. My desert bighorn sheep tag was tag number 1. I took that as a positive sign. I told my wife, "Gee, I should have bought a lottery ticket this week, too." I don't know if God would have rewarded that, though. Anyways, the hunts came around, and we got 24 inches of snow up on the North Kaibab the night before the buffalo hunt started. It was tough. It was a tough hunt.
just real quickly, people think that buffalo are stupid. They just stand there. You walk up to them and they let you shoot them. That's not the case, is it?
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, the House Rock Ranch hunt on the North Kaibab is known as the toughest hunt in Arizona. Success rate is about 25%, and we were the only people to get a buffalo on that hunt. We did get a buffalo. It was, I think, an answer to prayer. But the thing was that the buffalo hunt and the desert bighorn sheep hunts were at the same time. So we loaded up from the 24 inches of snow in the North Kaibab and went from there down to just north of Yuma in the Yuma Proving Grounds, where my bighorn sheep tag was good. And we hunted sheep for 5 days without seeing one sheep. And I was sitting glassing a ridge. There was myself, my father, and a friend with me. And we had spread out different areas every morning, every afternoon. I was glassing a ridge and I said, God, I've been out here 5 days. I haven't even seen a sheep. Could you just let me see a sheep, even if it's just a ewe? Well, 5 minutes later, there's a ewe and a lamb I'm glassing. Got back that night, told my dad and my friend about it. They hadn't seen any sheep yet. Next morning, I'm out on a ridge glassing, haven't seen anything. And I said, God, I know you let me see the lamb and the ewe, but I'd sure like to see a ram. Could you just let me see a ram? 5 minutes later, there's a ram. Got back to camp. I didn't shoot that ram. Went back to camp, and my dad and my friend still hadn't even seen a sheep. The next day, me and my friend went into an area we had to hike in for about an hour to get to, and we split up in there, and I'm glassing a ridge and hadn't seen anything, and I said, God, I've been out here for 6 or 7 days now. I'm really ready to shoot a ram and go home. Could you just let me see a ram I could shoot? 5 minutes later, there's a ram. But Jerry, it was a small ram, and I was a little confused. God's been answering all these prayers, and I'm thinking, why would God show me a ram I can't shoot when I asked him for a ram I could shoot? And I finally dawned on me, there must be a second ram here. And sure enough, I kept looking, and about 5 minutes later, there was another ram standing just about 10 yards from the ram I'd been looking at. He must have been laying down or behind a bush, and we ended up getting close enough to this ram, and my friend said to me, now, you only get one in your lifetime. Are you sure you want to shoot that ram? I said, oh, yeah, definitely. God put him right there for me. I asked God to show me a ram I could shoot, and there he is. And we shot him, and that was a lifetime of putting in for a desert bighorn sheep and buffalo hunt wrapped up through a lot of prayer and answer from God in just about 8 days' time.
And the odds of getting the number one tag for both of those animals, let alone getting the tags, is just phenomenal. At the same time, you looking at this as God saying, hey, just hang in there and keep on keeping on, I guess you would say. We've got listeners, and they're interested in maybe finding out about the Grand Canyon tours, like the conferences, or would maybe like to have you come to their church. Well, Russ, why don't you tell them how they can do that?
Now, the best way to get a hold of us would probably be to call us at 928-774-8074. And again, that number is 928-774-8074. You can also get more information about us on our website at www.creationministries.org. You could also email us at cesmrmiller@aol.com.
Appreciate you coming out here and sharing with us as we're just zipping by. We had to coordinate this, and thank God that we were able to work it out and to share with the listeners what you're doing. And just ask that you would continue hanging in there. I know that God is going to use what you're doing, and we really do, as Christians, need to be educated in this area. It allows us, especially outdoorsmen, even more important, it allows us, as we're in God's great outdoors, to be able to share the Creator in all the creation around us. Thanks again so much for being here on God's Great Outdoors.
Jerry, I appreciate the opportunity. I'd just like to ask your listeners to pray for our ministry, and God bless you for your ministry.
Well, you and your family might consider contacting Russ Miller and finding out more information about the Grand Canyon tours. I'm sure it would be a great experience, and perhaps you can take along an unsaved friend or relative. And because of their time on the tour, they're in the midst of God's creation. They'll wind up coming to know the Creator himself. And say, don't forget to let us know what you're doing in the outdoors to touch the lives of the men, women, and children in your sphere of influence. Remember, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-TALK-GGO. You can write us at 8193 Emmerich Road, West Milton, Ohio, and the zip code is 45383. Or you can go to the website at ggoutdoors.org. That's ggoutdoors.org. Find out about ministries like the one discussed here today with Russ Miller. Get some of the ministry tools that are available through our web store. And remember, you can listen to this program again or archive programs as well. And there's a way that you can email those to your friends or relatives all across the country and around the world. Whatever way you do it, get a hold of us and let us know what you're doing in God's great outdoors. Hey, now, don't go off. We've got more to come.
Here's a My Biggest Hunting Blunder from God's Great Outdoors. As a freelance cameraman who has done shooting for Real Tree Productions, Dave Hofert's hunting seasons are quite full with traveling to locations and working with projects on his own digital video camera and editing system. While a student at Ohio's Cedarville University, Dave Hofert was also wearing several other hats. He had a major part in the production of God's Great Outdoors radio program while at Cedarville, and when not studying for college exams or editing those interviews of Jerry Calouet and his guest, Dave put on a camouflaged cap and ventured into the nearby woodlots. In the autumn of Dave's sophomore year, he and four other students he hunted with were quite successful hunting the local white-tailed deer population, and that's where their little blunder began. You see, with no other place to go to process the harvest that God had given them, these outdoorsmen decided to use the college campus grounds and even their own dorm room to skin and butcher the deer. So with the animal hanging from the soccer goalpost, the wily woodsmen skinned and quartered the deer. Then carrying the sections up to their dorm, they went to work cutting and wrapping the prize in an assembly line-style operation. With the meat stored in the resident director's freezer, the successful hunters were able to dine on fried venison steaks wrapped in bacon whenever they desired. This, Dave says, was the group's favorite way of serving the wild gourmet. Well, all was going well until they tried to move their operation into another dorm. Some of the students in that dorm didn't really care for having their bathroom turned into a meat processing plant, so a call to campus security was their undoing. When the school officials were informed, all five young men received email messages making it very clear that all such activities on college grounds had to stop. The next year, in fact, a paragraph was added to the resident assistant's handbook stating that no wild game is to be butchered on the college campus. Dave says that's how he and the others left their mark at Cedarville University. Well, Dave Hofert may not have thought through his actions then, but one place Dave did act correctly is where it comes to peace and eternal life in Jesus Christ. You know, you too can have that peace that passes all understanding. For a free booklet on the subject by Charlie Alzheimer called The Ultimate Hunt, contact us here at God's Great Outdoors by mail, phone, or email.
Did you enjoy that story? Do you know that you can get that story and 63 others in the book Hunting Blunders and the One That Got Away? Something that you can use yourself as a devotional, or you can get copies to give to those that God has placed on your heart that you know need to have a personal relationship with the Creator in the creation they love to enjoy. You can order copies through our web store at ggoutdoors.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-877-TALK-GGO. This book can make a difference in someone's life. Why don't you contact us and get a copy today?
From time to time, we get contacts asking if it is okay to fish, hunt, or even eat meat. Well, we've taken scripture verses that deal with this subject and put them on a handy little bookmark to place in your Bible. To get your free copy of Should Man Hunt? What Does the Bible Say? Contact us right away. The bookmark can help share scripture sportsmen want to hear. This then opens the door for your telling of their need for the Creator Jesus Christ in their lives. Call 1-877-TALK-GGO.
Why don't you prayerfully consider joining us at one of the Fishers of Men retreats in Ontario, Canada. These are an hour drive above International Falls, Minnesota. You park your cars, hop onto float planes, and fly into Rushing Wind Retreat Center. A very comfortable setting, gourmet meals, hot showers, guest speakers, an opportunity for you to get out onto the water, enjoying fishing with friends and relatives who you wind up bringing and need Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. These five-day events with everything included, and this is also the flight in and out, are priced a third of what you normally would pay for these kinds of fishing adventures. Contact Rushing Wind at area code 715-683-2530 and consider who it is that you may wind up bringing, having the time of your life, building memories, and seeing them come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, as you're using God's creation to change lives for eternity.
We'd love to hear how God has spoken to you. Email us at ggoutdoors@aol.com. I'm John Skillman, inviting you to always consider how to make wise use of your time in God's great outdoors.